This week's parsha, we read about the tragic deaths of Nadav and Avihu. And the reason the Torah gives for their untimely demise is because they offered Esh Zara, a foreign fire. And according to one opinion, that means they entered the Mishkan while intoxicated. And the question is, why is this called Esh Zara? And generally, what is the Torah's perspective on alcohol consumption? If you think about it, wine is the ultimate paradox. On one hand, we use wine for Kiddush on Shabbos and Yontov, and in many other mitzvahs, we are obligated to drink wine. We celebrate a bris or a chuppah or a pidyon haben with wine. And of course, we drink 4 cups of wine at the Seder. Every carbon offered in the Beis HaMikdash was accompanied by a wine libation. Chazal even coined a special bracha to be recited exclusively on wine, Boirei Pri HaGofen. David HaMelech said, V'yayin nisamach levav enosh, wine gladdens one's heart. On the other hand, the pitfalls of wine are well documented. Noach, who speared the human race with his righteousness, was disgraced by excessive wine consumption. And in this week's parsha, we find where Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aharon, entered the Mishkan while drunk and were immediately consumed by a fire that emanated from heavens. So what is wine? Is it a sacred beverage with immense powers reserved for holy and special occasions? Or is it so destructive that it has the power to humiliate great people, a beverage to be avoided at all costs? So there's a fascinating idea from Reb Dessler, and he quotes the Gra. The Gra explains the uniqueness of wine. He says, wine is the only item that exists that bridges the spiritual world and the physical world. Everything we hold sacred or spiritual, the older it gets, the more valuable, the more precious it becomes. For example, our Rabbanim, the older they are, the more renowned and the more reverence we have for them. Tanaim have more influence than Amoraim. Rishonim are held in higher esteem than Achronim, and so on. However, materialistic matter, anything physical in nature, as it ages, it decays and deteriorates, and thus diminishes in value. But there's one notable exception, and that is wine. Although it's a physical substance, it obeys the rules of the spiritual. Wine, as it ages, it becomes more valuable. Says Rav Dessler, every time we transition from something physical to something holy, we use wine as a liaison, an intermediary and a link to elevate the chayil, the ordinary and the mundane, to a state of kodesh, to a state of holiness. For example, by bris milah, when we are about to enter this little boy tachas kanfei hashchina, Bevrisa shel Avraham Avinu, we mark this momentous event with a cup of wine. When two people get married, the most transformative of all human experiences, when husband and wife are about to enter into a state of kedushin, there's a cup of wine accompanying the ceremony. When the week transcends from the holiness of Shabbos, when we transition from the 6 days of Chol to the holy day of Shabbos, we sanctify that moment with a cup of wine. So why do we use wine specifically to make that transition? Because wine is a physical substance with spiritual qualities. Therefore, wine is the avenue to accessing the spiritual world. So is wine beneficial and sacred, or is it detrimental and destructive? And the answer is that it has the power to be both. Chazal tells us the Eitz Hadas, the tree of knowledge, was a grapevine. And the Torah calls the Eitz Hadas Yodea Toivera, as being good and bad. So when wine is used correctly, it's transcendent. However, when used incorrectly, it can be destructive and addictive. Wine has this dichotomy where it oscillates between the physical and the spiritual. Thus, the paradox of wine. Wine has tremendous potential when utilized properly, and disastrous results if misused and abused. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, that Beis Hillel says on Friday night we should first make the bracha on the wine and only then say the bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos. And the idea is, because it's the wine that relaxes our inhibitions and it then inspires us to do mitzvahs with much passion and enthusiasm. Nadav and Avihu wanted to tap into the power and to the energies of wine to inspire them to do the avodah in the Mishkan. But Hashem told them, that is Esh Zara. When it pertains to the avodah and the Mishkan, the fire must come within. You can't rely on a foreign fire. You can't use wine to motivate you to do the avodah. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.